Good morning. The storm system that brought wet snow to a good part of interior New York and New England yesterday continues to lift out to the north and east. We still have plenty of clouds and a few spotty rain and snow showers out there. None of the snow will add up today. However, it could produce a few slippery spots, but mostly just sloppy and wet and a little bit slushy on area roadways this morning, as most locations are starting out above freezing and in the middle and upper 30s. As the weather improves during the day today, we'll start to see some bright spots, maybe even some breaks in the clouds leading to a little bit of sunshine, especially in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and across into southern New England, with a little bit more sun expected in these locations today. Temperatures will manage to get into the upper 40s to around 50, while most everywhere else stays in the lower to mid 40s and even some upper 30s across the highest terrain. High pressure will build in, keeping it dry this evening with partly cloudy skies. Then a disturbance will sweep across the northern Great Lakes and into our region late tonight and tomorrow. The result will be more cloud cover and a few passing showers for tonight and tomorrow. Lows will dip back into the middle and upper 30s, and highs tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies will be back into the middle 50s. Another weak disturbance will pass through on Sunday. This one potentially with a few more showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, certainly not raining the whole time, but a little bit unsettled with highs in the lower 50s. A new area of high pressure will build in time for Halloween. This will produce mostly sunny skies for the day on Monday, and it will reach the lower 50s once again. At trick-or-treat time, the high will keep it dry right on through the evening with temperatures sliding back into the 40s. On Tuesday, a warm-up with a southwesterly wind flow developing will have a mix of sun and clouds and highs around 60 and into the lower 60s on Wednesday. The next disturbance right now is scheduled to arrive on Thursday with the next chance of showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread rain is forecast for much of the Pacific Northwest into the weekend as a large upper-level low approaches from the Pacific Ocean. A series of fronts will move inland while interacting with the tropical moisture from Tropical Storm Seymour off the west coast of Mexico as it's drawn northward. Precipitation will spread east through the Great Basin and Intermountain West, with snow in the higher elevations of the Cascades, the Sierra Nevadas, the Sawtooths, the Beartooths, the Tetons, the Wasatch Range, the Bighorns, and the Central Rockies. With higher than normal moisture content expected this weekend, periods of heavy rainfall may be possible across portions of central and southern California and portions of northeast California over the weekend, especially Sunday. Excessive rainfall may increase the risk for flash flooding in these areas. Flood watches and advisories have been issued for coastal southern California. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow and fog, 23 degrees with an east-southeast wind at 49 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 18 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 2 miles visibility, clouds and fog, 35 degrees, the dew point 33, 93% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.08 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Phoenix, Arizona, to a low of 10 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, upper 40s. Boston, mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered rain showers, lower 50s. And in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy, with highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 36 degrees, the low, 30. The average temperature, 33. That's 13 degrees below normal. 1.7 inches of snow yesterday, a new record, the old record 1.6 set in 2011. That's also the total for the month, which is 1.5 inches of snow above normal, and of course the total for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today is 55 degrees, the average low 36. The record high 78 set in 1971, and the record low 18 in 1974. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:52 p.m., 10 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with rain showers and mountain snow showers today. Highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with a passing shower today and highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with rain showers and mountain snow showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered rain showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with a passing shower today and highs in the mid 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a passing shower today and highs in the mid 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and milder, a few rain showers, mid-50s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers Sunday in the lower 50s. Mostly sunny Monday in the lower 50s, back into the upper 40s with dry weather at trick-or-treat time. A mix of sun and clouds near 60 Tuesday, mostly sunny 61 Wednesday. And a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of showers Thursday, back into the upper 50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.